Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's get to it. Testing 1-2, Regina?
Testing 1-2.
Officer?
Deputy is
fine. Deputy, go ahead.
Testing 1-2.
Jones, okay.
Okay. We're good.
I'm going to have the proper titles.
Okay. So like that, if we do like that, see, we'll like stop that, and start again.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We are all set, everybody.
Ready?
Everybody's good?
Okay. Well, good morning, Roxanne. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. It is another beautiful fall holiday.
Yes.
Or not holiday, but weekend.
We're getting close to all these holidays.
Yeah, right, and now I think that's what it was. My mind is on the holidays. They are coming
people
so
already
quick.
Already shopping, yeah.
Yeah, I've been Christmas shopping already.
What? That's a little too early for me, I will say.
Yeah, I've been trying to catch those deals, okay. You know. I'm on that fixed income.
Gotcha.
But anyway, I'm really excited, as I am just every Saturday and Sunday, because we always have the most interesting, wonderful people that are doing great things in our community.
Yes.
And so our guest today is no different, right? I am really excited because I've known him for a while now and been able to develop a relationship. And I got to tell you, I never thought that I would have a relationship that was law enforcement, with law enforcement as closely as I've been able to cultivate and maintain relationships, right? But this gentleman in part has a lot to do with that because of the way that he represents, serves, and protects our community. And so I am very, very happy to welcome to our show Deputy Greg Jones from the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department. And so, Deputy Jones, welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Thank you for having me. I truly appreciate the opportunity to come and speak. I value and appreciate our friendship.
Yes.
And I can say that openly, and I boast about that.
Well, I don't know. You might not want to.
Because she's so famous. There you
well,
go.
Well, the thing about you, Regina, is your heart is truly in the community. Anybody that knows you,
any
organization that's doing anything community related, it really is with the servant's heart.
Yeah.
And I want to say thank you on behalf of the community myself.
Oh, thank you.
Since I've been in public affairs, you were one of the first people I was told to contact. And since then, you have done nothing but help me assist with my department, myself.
Oh.
With connections and making resources and making things happen.
Well, thank you, and you're not going to make me cry, but I thank you immensely for that. So we are excited to have you with us. Now, you've been with the Sheriff's Department for over 20 years, is that right?
Yes.
Wow. And so tell us a little bit about your role, your position, because you are part of the public affairs division, but you are identified as a community liaison specifically for the high desert. Is that right?
Absolutely.
So can you tell us a little bit about your role and responsibility here, what that means?
Yes, thank you. Within the public affairs, our job is to make connections and resources available to everyone. Our job in public affairs is to make sure that the sheriff's message is directly put out to the communities that we work and live. Our department has four community liaisons, two for the High Desert region and two for the Valley region, which is everything from the 215 215-15 split mm-hmm. all the way up to Chino Hills and then into Morongo Valley, Yucca Valley.
Okay.
It's important that we have four community liaisons because our sheriff, Shannon Dykus, has made it a point that community is number one.
Yes.
The work that we do is primarily what I do in the high desert is I make sure that the sheriff is informed about things that are happening, you know, in the community
mm-hmm.
and some of the resources and organizations. And not just that, but my job is to make sure that organizations that may not know one another or people who may not know one another or stakeholders are able to connect and develop relationships that better the communities that we work. Especially here in the high desert, because it is so important.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we've worked a lot together in various capacities
yes.
with a lot of the different organizations and a lot of the issues that have come up here. And it has always been a positive experience in the fact that, one, show up, right, and then to show up with a will to be transparent and honest, and communicate and interact with community. And I think those are huge. And so this time of year, we start gearing up for all those wonderful holiday giveaways and supports and programs that where we start to look at there are some who are less fortunate, some who are under-resourced and underserved in our community. And you guys, through the Sheriff's Department, have an annual Christmas or holiday toy drive. I say both Christmas and holiday because, you know, some people, that can be a touchy subject, so let's just get it right, right?
Yes.
But you guys are beginning to get into that collection phase of those things. So do you want to tell us a little bit about the annual toy drive, how that works, how community can actually participate and support, and who that really benefits in our own community?
Yes, thank you. You're absolutely right. It is very important to our department that we're able to reach out and reach the communities that we serve.
Yeah.
The one thing you said that this time of year is always a special time of the year, but it's also a time of heartbreak sometimes.
Yes.
A lot of children go without. It is not their fault. It is not the family's fault. It is just the reality of life.
Right.
But fortunately, what we have here in the high desert, we have an abundance of community members and families that go and they put into and they pour into other families. And they do this by creating and dropping off toys at our local nonprofits, but specifically at our sheriff and police station.
Okay.
Our department has a toy initiative that if you would like to drop off a toy unwrapped mm-hmm. at any of the or at a participating police or sheriff station, what I would say is call the department first or call the station first and make sure they're actually still doing it.
Okay.
And I know for a fact that the town of Apple Valley Police Department and Victorville City Police Department is actually doing this.
Okay.
Great.
Currently. So those are at least two spots that we know
that
are participating.
That you can also, if you would like to drop some toys off down at our sheriff's headquarters, my office is in public affairs. It's in the sheriff's headquarters itself. That station is also identified as Central Station.
Okay.
And they can get the toys over to our division.
Okay.
And we will collect them. One of the things that we do with the toys is we reach out to all the nonprofits, kind of assist them. But there's also some other resources, nonprofits that are not officially nonprofits, organizations or people who come and they are in need of toys.
Right.
Because no child should have to wake up on Christmas morning.
Absolutely.
And not have a toy. Or
absolutely.
Something to open up, something.
Something. Yeah, something that says somebody cares.
Yes.
So now, when will the stations or the opportunity to start collecting, and they should be unwrapped,
yes.
right? And is there a specific age or a particular age or range of ages that you're looking for items?
You know what? It can go all the way from 0 up to 17.
Okay.
Deputy, do you accept gift cards as well?
We tried not to,
okay.
only because that has a monetary value. The right. toys, there's something about being a child opening up a present.
Right.
And at the end of the day, of course, they will accept gift cards.
Right.
But those are a lot harder to distribute and put
right.
out. And it's kind of limited. So what we try to do is, and we don't try to put a value on something.
Mm-hmm.
So we leave it up to the consumer or the public to say, look, I have this toy I would like to donate.
Right. And then for a question I have about our teenagers, you know, because we say toys and, you know, we always want to get the little cute toys, stuffed animals, things for the little ones. But for our teenagers, because I heard you say that you go up to age 18, I believe it is. And so are there any suggestions, I mean, like socks or, you know, things that may be appealing to
makeup,
those,
yeah,
the teenagers? Yeah. Is there anything
yes,
in particular?
Definitely. What we would like to try to do is we always do a jacket or a coat drive also.
Okay.
So that's in conjunction with that.
Okay.
And what we try, because the high desert gets cold. Let's
yeah.
be honest. It gets pretty cold in
yeah.
Philly.
We don't want to talk that up too much, though.
Yeah, especially the morning.
Especially the morning.
Yes.
But what we would like to do is for our teenagers, it's the teenagers are really hard to shop for.
Mm-hmm.
So I think getting some type of clothing, socks, the basic necessities,
mm-hmm.
It hygiene actually does help.
Item.
Hygiene.
We always like to say
yes.
that.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
all right.
And really, to be honest with you, whatever somebody would like to donate and turn over to somebody, it's done out of love.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's done out of love.
Okay.
And that's the most important part.
So if anyone has any questions about location, where they can drop these things off, or maybe, you know, getting some ideas about what they can drop off, is there a website, a contact number where they can community can reach out and get those questions answered?
Absolutely. They can contact any of your local sheriff stations here
okay.
in the desert. Our department patrols the city of Atlanta, which is also incorporated with Victor Valley Station, the town of Apple Valley Police Department, Hesperia Police Department, Victorville Police Department,
okay.
Even the Barstow County Station. But I would say you can even reach out to our sheriff's headquarters in public affairs, and that number is 909-387-3700.
Okay.
And we can direct you where to go.
Great. And we will, you know, if there's a flyer or something, I know you usually do have some flyers on that, you can send that to us, and Roxanne will make sure that we get that posted on our Facebook and have that information available so that if we do have. And so I want to thank you because I know you guys have been doing this for many, many years. It's important. It's necessary. And I love it because it does bring so many different segments of our community together, you know, for an opportunity to make sure that our kids, our youth, know that they are loved and that they are cherished. And there's no better way to do that than there's a gift on Christmas, right?
Yes.
Somebody thought about you. But I do want to talk about, you guys have a new initiative. And I want to spend a little time talking about that because I'm really excited about this. I just think that it is part of a solution to a challenge that we've been having. We heard a lot about some incidents that took place earlier this year with regard to law enforcement. And I love it because it says to me that here in San Bernardino County, we are looking at how to be preventative.
Yes.
Right? And so can you tell us about this new initiative? I believe it's called the Blue Envelope Program. Can you just kind of give us a deep dive in the time that we have, a really comprehensive overview of this program and who it's meant to serve and how it is going to help to inform, create awareness, and hopefully protect, make things better, right?
Yes. Well, I want to say thank you so much. Our department has been working very diligently to work with the population within the special needs within our county. I have been very fortunate and blessed to be the special needs coordinator. We have a program already in place. It's called the Sheriff's Safe Return Program.
Yes.
It's been around for almost 7 years now. The goal is to help us in law enforcement be able to connect with that person more effectively.
Okay. And so how does that work? Understanding, how would you identify, be able to identify someone who, let's say, has a child or a young adult who's on that autism spectrum, and they have a tendency to be nonverbal, right? Or anxiety starts to take over and it renders them nonverbal. How would you identify that? And then what steps or what training have you been provided so that you can deal with that properly, I think appropriately?
Thank you. So what happens is if somebody meets any of the criteria, we in law enforcement in our stations, we do not ask any person, what's your condition?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if all they have to do is go into any of our sheriff stations and participating law enforcement agencies, not only in the high desert, but also down in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
There's a blue envelope. It's a 6x9 envelope. It's blue in color.
Okay.
And on the envelope, on the back, the driver, if they're a caretaker and they've taken somebody or someone to a ABA appointment, a medical appointment, to school, or just traveling,
mm-hmm.
And that person, if the vehicle gets stopped by a law enforcement officer for anything,
right?
We are requesting that they just present the blue envelope over to the officer.
Okay.
Inside the envelope, we're requesting that they put a copy of the driver. I'm sorry, copy of the insurance card and registration.
Okay.
And if there's any additional information you want the officer to know, it does not violate HIPAA. Because we're not requesting it, mm-hmm. the driver or the person
is offering it. Okay.
To assist with the contact.
Okay.
On the envelope itself, it also has special notes about that person. So they're disclosing to the officer.
Okay.
And there's a place and it says, in case of emergency, please contact several different people that you can put down.
Okay. All right. And so what happens is that blue envelope triggers to the officer that there is a communication, there may be a communication barrier of
yes.
some sort,
yes.
right? And so then in your training, it then says we may need to ask some additional questions, take some additional steps, review the contents of whatever is in this envelope so that if this is just a traffic stop, that's all it is a traffic
yes.
stop, right?
Yes.
And so how would community or the public get these envelopes? Where would they get those from?
Thank you. You can go into any of our sheriff stations.
Okay.
In the high desert or down in the valley.
Okay.
In addition to the additional law enforcement agencies that are participating. And also if the person wants to, because there's some wearable items.
Okay.
One is a lanyard, bracelets.
We're looking at them in the studio right now.
So. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lanyard, a bracelet. There is a sticker. It goes on the back of a decal, I should say.
Okay.
It goes on the back of a window.
Okay.
And they have to go, those items are going to be kept with the Inland Regional Center down in San Bernardino off of Waterman.
Okay.
The IRC is requesting that an appointment be made to be able to go in because we don't want to over-indate their organization.
Okay.
But we have been very fortunate to work with nonprofits here in the high desert, like Rockin' Our Disabilities. They're one of our collaborating partners.
Okay.
In this. They're going to have some brochures in addition to the Inland Empire Autism Society, the IRC, the Autism Behavioral Services,
mm-hmm.
En-ROADS Creative Programs, the Autism Assessment Center down in San Bernardino, and the United Cerebral Palsy Association.
Great.
But
so, Deputy Gregg, I don't want this to be missed because I think this is hugely important and it's definitely impacting. Beyond the envelope, there is also a decal that can be placed on the window in a car. You also have a lanyard. You have one of those bracelets
yes.
That can be worn.
And seatbelt covers.
So, right, okay. That can be placed. And all of those are identifying items to say to law enforcement, here we have somebody who may have some challenges in communication, right?
Yes, yes.
And to get those items, you can get them from, the Inland Empire Regional Center.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And then also locally here in the high desert, are there organizations that will have those items as well?
As far as the brochures, right now, Rockin' Our Disabilities here in the High Desert will have the brochures.
Okay.
You can also find the brochures in 6 different languages on our website. If you go to the Sheriff Department's website, under the tab of programs,
okay,
it's on the very first tab. It's called the Blue Envelope.
And give us that website for the Sheriff's Department, please.
On the website for the Sheriff's Department, it is located at, as I'm trying to find it, www.wp.sbcounty.gov /sheriff.
Okay. All right. And is there any kind of training being offered or awareness type of community meetings where community can come out and get this information, ask questions if they have, and kind of get connected to these resources? Is that something that you guys are doing yet or no?
Absolutely. I have been very fortunate to be able to connect with a lot of our community stakeholders and special needs. In fact, November 16th, down in the city of Rancho Cucamonga, there's going to be a safety fair. And that safety fair is with the okay. Inland Empire Autism Society and the Inland Regional Center, the IRC, and the Sheriff Department. That particular day, it's on a Saturday, is for so we can really broadcast and put out the Blue Envelope, but really is about connecting our first responders and our special needs families together.
Okay. And then my other question is school districts and schools. Has this program, have you guys started to have the conversations with those school districts and schools about having this program and these brochures and materials there on the school sites? Because I think that's where we find a lot of our special needs youth.
Yes. What we have done is what I have done is I've connected with all the SELPAs.
Okay.
Seven. I had a meeting last week dealing with the SELPAs. That goal was to reach out to the special education. In addition to county schools, what we want to do is we want to connect with all school districts. We want to make Blue Envelope a county program.
Okay.
A universal where we can make San Bernardino County a Blue Envelope county overall.
Okay.
The San Diego County Sheriff Department has been very effective in this. They went from 15 stakeholders up to, I think it's 52 or 57 stakeholders within a year.
Wow.
We want to be able to do the same thing and even more.
And there's no reason why we can't.
No reason.
And so let me ask this question. If we have community-based organizations that are interested in learning more about this program and helping to create more awareness and provide this information, is there an opportunity that you would come out or someone would come out and kind of walk them through this initiative and all the materials that exist?
Absolutely.
And how can they do that?
They can reach out to our Sheriff's Public Affairs Division.
Okay.
Calling number 909-387-3700. They can ask for myself or any of my associates, my peers. The goal is we want to be able, and I really want to be able to come out and just make, just let's sit down and have a conversation.
Okay.
Let's have a dialogue about how do we improve relations. And in addition to, I want to make sure that every person who has a family member of the special needs.
Right.
We want to make sure that they understand that we are trying to, everything we can to have a the best quality of life, the best connections that we possibly can.
Yeah.
Public safety is number one. We know that at times the stigma that law enforcement does not care about the special needs is there. I've heard it from families,
mm-hmm.
and I just want to assure everyone it's very important to our department and all law enforcement.
Yes, and I want to say, you know, this is really a very serious issue. It is a great opportunity for us as community to get educated, informed, become aware. I think that the implementation of this particular initiative from law enforcement speaks to being part of the solution and not continuing to be a contributor to a problem, right? And that's what I see is taking place here. And there's more work to be done, and that's necessary, but we can do it if we come together as community. And when we talk about special needs, I also, Deputy Jones, wanted to make sure that, you know, because a lot of times we hear special needs and one's mind may go to young people, youth, kids, mm-hmm. right? But when we talk about special needs, we're talking about adults. We're talking about senior citizens that have special needs. And so being able to communicate effectively is critical and crucial. And being able to also identify the signs of when a person is challenged, whether that's, you know, by being nonverbal, anxiety, you know, lack of memory, just those challenges. It's hugely important. And I think this program that you're talking about, the Blue Envelope program, is starting to help us find a way to communicate effectively and meet people where they are and also have a better understanding of what we're dealing with, right? Because a lot of times we see things, but we don't necessarily always understand what we are seeing,
yes.
right? Let alone what we're not hearing, right? So I just want to really thank you. Before we go, I'd like for you to give that website address again, if you would, and also your phone number. So for anyone who's interested, whether it's about the annual Christmas toy drive or specifically about the Blue Envelope program, they can reach out and be in contact.
Yes, our website, and I may have misspoke, but it's wp.sbcounty.gov. And that should be able to take you to the sheriff's website. So
okay.
I apologize about misquoting.
That's okay. We got it right.
Yes.
Yeah, we got it right.
And the phone number for our division is 909-387-3700. And you can also reach out to all of our sheriff stations. All the clerical staff, all the staff have been trained on the Blue Envelope. In fact, we have started, sheriff deputies have a quarterly training. And that training is now involving the Blue Envelope program.
Great.
So all of our staff will be trained up on it.
Okay.
I just want to say in closing, the great thing about this program is it is not a registry database. It is simply an item that somebody chooses to wear to help law enforcement identify that person with having a communication challenge or hurdle, something that we can overcome.
Yeah.
Because communication is vital and it is so important.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's so necessary. So thank you for coming today and sharing this information with us. We'll look to have you back in the new year.
Thank you.
Because I know that there's always something going on. You guys have some amazing trainings that community can take advantage of. And I think it's important that we continue to improve and foster the relationship that our law enforcement has with community. So on behalf of our community, I want to thank you for the amazing work you do and how you are so connected and present here in the High Desert. And wishing you and your family nothing but the best of holiday seasons. And again, we'll see you in the new year. Thank you for coming today and sharing all of this wonderful information.
Well, I truly appreciate it on behalf of our Sheriff Shannon Dykus, all of our staff, all the deputies and law enforcement out there. Thank you for being such an advocate of our department. And also, please, if you know of somebody who has a special need, the safety fair put on by the Inland Empire Autism Society, the Inland Regional Center, and our department, San Mateo County Sheriff Department, please come out to the All Training Center in Ranch Cucamonga off of Jersey on November 16th. It's going to be an incredible day. Please come out and just say hello. Get some information. If anything, get some more information on the Blue Envelope. It's
yes.
making a difference.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks again for being a part of our conversation. You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Provident St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our High Desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the High Desert, Provident St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We'll talk to you next weekend.